Νομίζετε ότι θα τα είχα παρατήσει? Ότι ήταν ένα ακόμα καπρίτσιο μου που τελείωσε έτσι άδοξα? Ε, λοιπόν, είστε πολύ γελασμένοι. Ο Στάθης ο Ρέιτζερ επιστρέφει για τρίτη φορά στα ψηφιακά Ερτζιανά. Το σημερινό επεισόδιο λέγεται America's Backyard. Έλεγε ότι όταν πρωτοείδε τις ταινίες του Σέρτζιο Λεόνε έμεινε έκπληκτος με εκείνη τη μυθική χώρα που έδειχναν, με μια Αμερική που δεν υπήρχε στην πραγματικότητα αλλά στη σφαίρα του μύθου. Νομίζω ότι αυτή την Αμερική ερωτευθήκαμε εμείς και σε αυτή την Αμερική ταξιδέψαμε πάρα πολλές φορές με το νου μας. Αυτή η εκπομπή θα είναι ένα ακόμα ταξίδι σε αυτήν την Αμερική.
Sky. city tonight. We'll see the city's ripped back sides. We'll see the bright and hollow sky. We'll see the stars that shine so bright. A star's made for us tonight. The passenger, how he rides. Oh, the passenger, and he rides. He looks through his window. What does he see? He sees a sight and hollow sky. He sees the stars come out tonight. He sees the city's ripped back sides. He sees the winding ocean drive. And everything was made for you and me. All of it was made for you and me. Cause it just belongs to you and me. So let's take a ride and see what's mine. He rides and he rides. He sees things from under glass. He looks through his window side. He sees the things he knows are his. He sees the bright and hollow sky. He sees the city asleep at night. He sees the stars are out tonight. And all of it is yours and mine. And all of it is yours and mine. So let's ride and ride and ride and ride.
Έτσι λοιπόν, ταξιδεύοντας πέρα από τα πολλά φώτα των μεγαλοπόλεων, συναντάς απλούς καθημερινούς ανθρώπους σαν αυτούς που περιγράφει ο Μπρους Σπρίγκστιν.
Till you smash.
Έτσι μιλάνε αυτοί οι άνθρωποι. Μιλάνε για τα τραύματά τους στον πόλεμο του Βιετνάμ, σαν το Stan Ridgway.
Search patrol, hunting Charlie down. It was in the jungle wars of 65. My weapon jammed and I got stuck way out and all alone. And I could hear the enemy moving in close outside. Just then I heard a twig snap and I grabbed my empty gun. And I dug in scared while I counted down my fate. And then a big marine, a giant with a pair of friendly eyes, appeared there at my shoulder and said, wait. When he came in close beside me, said, don't worry, son, I'm here. If Charlie wants to tangle now, he'll have to die. I said, well, thanks a lot. I told him my name and asked him his. And he said, the boys just call me Camouflage. Coming through the brush and all around our ears. It was then I saw this big marine light a fire in his eye. And it was strange, but suddenly I forgot my fear. Night and side by side we took our battle stance, and I wondered how the bullets missed this man, 'cause they seemed to go right through him, just as if he wasn't there. And the morning we both took a chance and ran. And it was near the riverbank when the ambush came on top of us, and I thought it was the end and we were had. Then a bullet with my name on it came buzzing through a bush, and that big marine, he just swatted with his hand, just like it was a fly. Whoa, camouflage, things are never quite the way they seem. This was an awfully strange dream. And I knew there was something weird about him, 'cause when I turned around, he was pulling a big palm tree right up out of the ground and swatting those Charlies with it from near the kingdom come. When he led me out of danger, I saw my camp and waved goodbye. He just winked at me from the jungle and then was gone. And when I got back to my HQ, I told him about my night and the battle I'd spent with a big marine named Camouflage. When I said his name, a soldier gulped and a medic took my arm and led me to a green tent on the right. He said, you may be telling true, boy, but this here is Camouflage. And he's been right here since he passed away last night. In fact, he's been here all week long. But before he went, he said, Semper Fi, and said his only wish was to save a young Marine caught in a barrage. So here, take his dog tag, son, I know he wants you to have it now. And we both said a prayer for a big Marine named Camouflage. Whoa, Camouflage, things are never quite the way they seem. Whoa, Camouflage, this was an awfully big Marine. So next time you're in a jungle fight and you feel a presence near, or hear a voice that in your mind will lie, just be thankful that you're not alone and you've got some company from a big Marine boys call Camouflage.
Έτσι, μια νέα χώρα με πολλά φαντάσματα.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson. What do you want to do first?
Let's do
An old cowpoke went riding out one dark and windy day. Up on a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once the mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw bowing through the cloudy sky and up a cloudy draw.
Their brands were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel. The horns were black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the skies. He saw the riders coming hard, and he heard their mournful cry.
Yippee-yi-yay, yippee-yi-yo.
Ghost riders in the sky.
Riders passed on by him, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell or riding on our range, then cowboy, change your ways today, or with us you will ride, trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies.
Yippee-yi-yay,
yippee-yi-yo. Ghost riders in the sky.
Thank you, buddy.
Faces gaunt, their eyes were blurred, their shirts all soaked with sweat. He's riding hard to catch that herd, but he ain't caught him yet. Cause they've got to ride forever on that range up in the sky, on horses snorting fire, as they ride on, hear their cry.
Yippee-yi-yay, yippee-yi-yo.
Ghost rider's head from the sky. Ghost rider's head from the sky.
Τέτοιο πανηγύρι θα έλειπε ο διάολος. Υπάρχουν πολλοί που λένε ότι ήταν το διάολος στην Αμερική, αλλά ο Charlie Daniels με την μπάντα του είναι αυτοί που ισχυρίζονται ότι τον είδαν στην Τζόρτζια.
Down to Georgia, he was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet you're gonna regret, 'cause I'm the best as ever been. Johnny, you're rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, 'cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals at cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul." Opened up his case and he said, "I'll start this show," and fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow. And he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss. And then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. When the devil finished, Johnny said, "Well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done. Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny does your dog bite, no child knows." The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat, and he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, "Devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again. I done told you once, you son of a bitch, I'm the best as ever been." He played, "Found a mountain, run, boy, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. A chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, when you don't fight, no child, no.
Με κάτι τέτοιες κουτοπονηριές το ρίξανε τον Νότο. Και επειδή ο Αμερικάνικος Νότος με τον Ελληνικό Βορρά έχουν πάρα πολλά πράγματα κοινά, ας ακούσουμε τι μας έχει να μας πει Τζοάν Βάις για τη νύχτα που τον ρίξαν.
This is the last song. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You've been a true delight. Virgil Kane is my name, and I drove on the Danville train. The Stonewall's cavalry came and tore up the tracks again. In the winter of 65. We were hungry, just barely alive. I took the train to Richmond, it fell. It was a time. My wife in Tennessee, and one day she said to me, Virgil, quick, come see, there goes the Robert E. Lee. Now I don't mind I'm chopping wood, and I don't care if the money's no good. Just take what you need and leave the rest. But they should never have taken the very best. The night they drove old Dixie down, and all the bells were ringing. The night they drove old Dixie down, and all the people were singing. They went na 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 na. My father before me, I'm a working man. And like my brother before me, I took a rebel stand. Well, he was just 18, proud and brave, but a Yankee laid him in his grave. I swear by the blood below my feet, you can't raise a cane back up when it's in. The night they drove old Dixie down, and all the bells were ringing. The night they drove old Dixie down, and all the people were singing. They went
Κάποτε είχα διαβάσει το Λίμα Ελλάδα από τη Μεγάλη Αμερικανική Εγκυκλοπαίδεια. Ξεκινούσε κάπως έτσι. Η Ελλάδα είναι περίπου σαν την Αλαμπάμα. Το επόμενο τραγούδι το αφιερώνω λοιπόν στην περήφανη πολιτεία της Αλαμπάμα. Και όταν μιλάς για τον Αμερικάνικο Νότο, δεν γίνεται να μην αναφερθεί στον Τζόνι Κας, το καζαντζίδι της Αμερικής. Το επόμενο τραγούδι, το Folsom Prison Blues, το αφιερώνω στο φίλο μου τον Γιώργο, που είναι ο μοναδικός νόμος δυτικά του Ελπάσο.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. There's rich folks eating in a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me. That railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line, far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
Έτσι διασχίζουμε τη χώρα μαζί με τους Can't Hit και το Going Up the Country.
Thank you. I saw you running or screaming and crying, 'cause you've got a romance as long as I've got mine.
Can't Hit και το Going Up the Country, περνάμε στο Long Train Running των Doobie Brothers. Κατεβαίνοντας από το τρένο μας περιμένει μια κατακόκκινη Mustang, στην οποία ανεβαίνουμε με τα χείλια, πατώντας τον γκάζι και τσίτα τα γκάζια με τους Deep Purple και το Highway Star. και ξαφνικά φρενάρεις και βρίσκεσαι σε μια καυτή λεωφόρο στη μέση μιας ερήμου και καταλαβαίνεις ότι είσαι στο πουθενά. Εκείνη τη στιγμή ακούς τους Talking Heads σαρκαστικά να σου τραγουδούν.
Well, we know where we're going, but we don't know where we've been. And we know what we're knowing, but we can't say what we've seen. And we're not little children, and we know what we want. And the future is certain, give us time to work it out.
Ηρεμήσουμε. Μπορεί να είμαστε στο δρόμο για το πουθενά, αλλά η κατάσταση είναι under control. Hush baby. αυτά και με εκείνα. Βρεθήκαμε με τους Coasters στο Μεξικό. Κάπου εκεί στο Μεξικό είναι και ο Πικαδόρ με τους Καλέξικο. Και θα αφήσουμε την Αμερικάνο-Μεξικανική μεθόριο και θα κλείσουμε με κάτι από το μέλλον. Με μια εικόνα western κατευθείαν από τις παιδιάδες του Άρη. Είναι η Muse, το Knights of Cydonia και το τρίτο επεισόδιο του Στάθης 957 μόλις τελείωσε. Γεια σας.
Come to make things right.